10.1.
Obviously, a tubular steel tower only gives you sufficient structural strength if you give it adequate protection from corrosion, the big problem with offshore installations. So technically, you could say steel is inappropriate in that environment.
They make ships out of it.
I know, Loretta, but only because there's no cost-effective alternative. But we're not talking about ships. We're talking about fixed structures. The point is, I think we should look more seriously at alternatives to all-steel supports. And the obvious alternative is reinforced concrete.
We've already looked into it, though, and it wasn't cost-effective.
Not in the short term, but we didn't really look into it properly over the long term.
But you made the point yourself, Mike, that steel is completely ineffective if it's corroded. And one of the main constituents of reinforced concrete is steel.
It's protected, though, isn't it? It's embedded inside concrete. That's a much more effective protection than paint.
Not necessarily. If we're talking about the long term, as you say, what happens to concrete when it's exposed to the sea for a few years? It erodes, which means the steel eventually gets exposed. You look at concrete coastal defenses. How often do you see the concrete all crumbling away and all the steel exposed?
That's due to inconsistent quality, though. You only get that problem if there's insufficient cover. As long as there's appropriate cover at design level and the construction quality is consistent, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Isn't inadequate cover more of a problem in a slender structure, though? You'd probably have less cover compared with the big lumps of concrete they use for coastal defences.
Not if...
Just a second.
Yes, Hanif?
Let's just think about what we're trying to resolve here. The key issue is, what's the most suitable long-term solution? And in both cases, we're saying steel is necessary, either in an all-steel tubular structure or in the form of reinforcement inside concrete. But obviously exposed steel is unsuitable because of the problem of corrosion. So the question is, what's the most reliable way of protecting steel over the long term? And we have to bear in mind that just because something requires regular maintenance, such as painting, that doesn't necessarily mean it's unreliable. As long as the maintenance is consistent, the key question is, what's the most economical approach? So, painting a steel structure every couple of years is uneconomical only if the cost of painting is more expensive than the additional cost of using concrete at the time of construction.
So, to determine the most efficient solution, we need to assess the lifespan of a reinforced concrete structure. If we know that, we can determine how many times the equivalent steel structure would need to be repainted over that same period and what the cost of that would be.
Yeah.
But this is really the point I'm making, Hanif. We can't categorically say that reinforced concrete is inefficient unless we look into it in detail.
Of course not. Look, let me make a suggestion. I was thinking...